Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is part two from the second message of yesterday's part one, which is the real reason why women should dress this way. And this is pertaining to the 10th commandment of thou shalt not covet. We have a big problem in this world today because the Bible commands us in the 10th commandment not to covet our neighbor's wife or our neighbor's car. Or the ox in a field, or anything, not to covet anything. And we live in a society today where the enemy is making it very difficult for not to covet anything. He's making everything look nice and appealing. The same way Satan made the fruit look appealing to Eve. So much so that she would, for that moment, stop listening to her husband. And he would stop listening to Yah, wonderful creator. And they started coveting the thing that they were told not to touch and the thing not to do. And we're told in this world today not to touch the things that are not for us. They're just not ours. But the enemy makes it look so appealing that people are willing to do crazy things. Crazy things. So this is part two of that. That lecture that I gave yesterday. And if anyone wants to contact me about the information that's shared here, you're welcome to do so at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. It's such important information, and I do believe that if men and women follow the advice in part one and part two here today, that the rate of divorce would be dramatically different, especially in the Christian community and people that were following this information. Not only are we not to covet one another, but we're not supposed to tempt one another. And when we follow the ways of the enemy instead of following the ways of our Creator, we literally get up every single day and we go out with maybe not the intention to do so, but with the absolute application of temptation in making ourselves so appeasing to the eye. And the things we have so appeasing to the eye, we end up, in fact, creating this situation of covetousness amongst people that shouldn't be tempted. We shouldn't tempt our brother and sister. So I pray you listen to this message with an open heart. Contact me if you're confused, if there's anything I didn't say, or if you're guilty and you want to repent. You know, take it to Yah in prayer, and He can change your heart no matter where you are. And this message is for anyone who's not only suffering from coveting the things with everything due from pornography to money and everything else. It's about coveting the things we shouldn't be coveting. And this is the reason why women should dress in a different way, is because they're dressing in a way that's tempting men to covet them, and the men shouldn't be doing that because that's a commandment. And this is serious information that I don't know any other churches that are teaching this stuff, but it needs to be taught. There's no right place for immodesty. So here's the teaching. This is part two. If you missed yesterday's message of part one, please go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and it's on there, and you're welcome to see this. Here it goes.
To the world, and to cover yourself. And we see the way, you know, it says here, the price of a prostitute reduces to a loaf of bread. And we see the idea of this. Matthew 5:28 says, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So the enemy advertises that walking down the street. You know, not only is it a man glaze away from that, or a woman should glaze away from the man that might have a compelling attribute in terms of a lot of money or a nice house or something else, but to look away from that. to look away from that, not look at it and focus on it and think about it. It goes on so much to say in Matthew 5:29, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than you lose your whole body thrown into hell. You know, so not only did Job say, I will not look at a young woman lustfully. He goes on to say, if my heart has been enticed by my neighbor's wife, or I've lurked at his door, you know, saying, I have not done these things. In Job 31:9, I have not done these things. The destructive power of the covetousness, you want to call it lust or whatever you want, but it's covetousness. And our Creator warns us, thou shall not covet. But this is the problem we have today. Women will defend. Oh, why don't you talk about your own self? And why are you telling other people how to dress? Scriptures say, thou shall not covet or lead other people to covet. Thou shall not covet or lead other people to covet. Well, it's my body and I could dress the way I want. And a man just got to look away and it should be none of his business. True, a man should look away and it should be none of his business. But you know what? It's a great, great advertisement from the enemy to be walking around just like Satan was walking around. We could say, well, Eve should have looked away and it would have been no problem. But she didn't, because she had the eyes that Yah gave her to see something that made her covet. If she never saw it, there wouldn't have been a problem. It's the same thing. Especially a woman of Yah who calls herself a believer should not be walking around revealing the shape of her body and making her face look like she's in heat and wearing her hair all out in different styles and everything else. And people say, well, that's the freedom of Yah. We can do whatever we want. No, that's the advertisement of the devil. That's the enemy enticing you to entice others to covet you. And this creates the tremendous problem. You call covering oppression? No, that's Yah's safety and his will and his desire that a man would only see his wife, not the world. You know, and then to enhance that with high heels and the fake up and the long hair and the pants, reveal the shape of the body. Any woman that's watching this right now that does those things has allowed the enemy to use them as a billboard, as an advertisement to cause other men to covet them, leading other men to idolatry. And you are just as guilty as the man who should be trained to look away and not look at your disgusting disobedience of our wonderful Creator. To not fall into that trap like we read here in Proverbs of the harlot enticing the man with her eyelashes and her smooth speech. And I don't say this in a way of to create anger in women today. I say this in a way that we would get back to Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. I humbly say to women out there, if you wear pants, if you wear makeup, if you uncover your hair, if you wear high heels and nail polish and perfume and all these things, you are letting the enemy advertise your body, your voice, your smells, everything about you to covetousness and idolatry. There's fine examples of scripture in history and today of how to avoid that and still be joyful and peaceful. But it is a culture today where women are brought up today to become that. The enemy has allowed them and trained them that this is what they should do and how they should be. It's not of Yah. It's not of Yah. And men, if you are pridefully flaunting your money, driving around in these special nice sports cars, you are just as guilty. Causing women to second guess or second think about what they have and what they could have had or what they should have or what they can get. All of this is the advertisements of the enemy in this world today. There's nothing wrong with feeling good about who we are and keeping ourselves in shape and healthy for our spouses and our figures nice for our spouses, and there's nothing wrong with desiring the best things that we can get. But when we have them, we shouldn't be looking for something better. We should have them and be content with what Yah provided for us and not live outside our means. Not live outside our means. Yes, we should always seek for to get closer to Yah. And Yah might bless us with a bigger house. Yah might bless us with a nicer car. Yah might bless us with all these different things. But we need to focus and look at Him and be in consistent prayer and not be distracted by the enemy taking us away from His plan and His will for our lives. This is the problem we have today. It's the covetousness that gets us into problem. And it's sad that there are other belief systems and cultures that live closer to the instructions of Yah when it comes to this idea of you shall not covet. And then when I bring this message out to the church and tell people like this here, you actually have men and women defending the advertisements of the devil. 1 John 3:4 says, everyone who practices sin practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. It is not my idea or me to make this up. Yah says it right in His word, the 10th commandment, you shall not covet. You shall not covet. You shouldn't know how a woman looks or what a man's driving. You shouldn't know. You shouldn't know. You shouldn't know. You know, if I ask you, oh, did you go to the supermarket today? And what color were the eyes of the cashier? You should say, I don't know. And probably you would say, I don't know. But if she was wearing tight clothes with an open dress and showing her breast off and everything else, I mean, you'd be knowing a lot and probably remembering a lot that you shouldn't know either. When a person is ruled by lust and idolatry and coveting, that's what they become a slave to. And sin has a hold on them and will break them and destroy them. Now, if you suffer from looking at pornography and things like this, you can overcome this. You can overcome all these different things. But you must repent and seek Yah and focus on Yah. So we must realize the importance of this. And when I talk about this topic and these ideas, it's just not, you know, just something that, you know, I desire for, you know, people to be oppressed or anything like this. And the craziness in this world when it says it, you're oppressed to cover your body, but it's, you know, in my opinion, it's oppressed when women are trained to think that they need to reveal their nakedness, walking around the world, showing their body to every other man out there. Their poor husband is going to work, working a hard job, trying to provide for his family and to give his wife a good life while she's going out there, walking around, showing her whole body and everything part of her body to the world, to every other guy in the world. And every other guy in the world is now lusting after her because of the covetousness that Yahweh warns us against, where if that woman would cover her body and no guy would desire to look at her in an inappropriate way, and that she'd come home and the desires of her husband she will accept because no other man is trying to get with her or anything else, she'll feel wanted by her husband as the only man that's desiring her. You can't do these different things. There's victory in Yahshua. We can do this. It's time to stop paying attention, to stop coveting. It says in Romans 12:1, I urge you, brothers, on account of Yah's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yah, which is your spiritual service to worship. 1 Corinthians 9:27, I discipline my body and make it my slave. And Galatians 5:16, so say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Colossians 3:5 says, therefore treat the parts of your earthly body as a dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. Flee, flee, it says in 2 Timothy 2:22, from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and those who call on Yah from a pure heart. And 1 Peter 2:11 says, dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. And the way we do that is not to be looking up and down every woman out there and everything else today. For women to cover up and stop being prideful and letting the enemy use the advertisement of their bodies as advertisements. I mean, the way women that are wearing high heels, pants, and covering their uncovering their head and letting their hair all flow out and everything else, and showing off their private parts and everything, you might as well have a sign painted on your forehead that says, I'm available and I want to sleep with you. You know, wearing makeup and all this, and you might think, well, that's extreme, and you talk about all women. No, all women that are wearing high heels, all women that are wearing tight jeans, all women that are revealing the shape of their body, all women that are that are wearing perfume and fake up and putting their hairs in all these different styles and idolizing it and going to the beauty salon for hours and hours so they have the perfect looking hair, you're all being used by the enemy as an advertisement, and you might as well have on your forehead a sign that says, take me, I'm available. Because if you're walking down the street like that, no man's looking at your finger to see if you have a ring. They're looking at every other part of your body up and down because you have this sign in you that says, take me. You know, and you know, it's hard for people to accept, well, there's no sin in the scripture that says we can't wear tight pants or we can't wear high heels or nail polish or anything else like this. There is. It's called do not covet. Do not allow other people to covet. It's called pride. It's called, you know, the enemy ruling you. It's called just debauchery and everything that our scripture does that talks against causing other people, not helping other people. And it does talk about this in scriptures. Do not make your hair in fancy braids and all this thing. You want to see the words exactly where it says no high heels or nail polish or fake up in the scriptures? Do not mimic yourself to look like a prostitute with your eyelashes and your sweet talk to seduce men to come into you. This is what it says in the scriptures. You know, and we take examples from the communities around the world that are following these guidelines and instructions. The debates, the rates of divorce, suicide, pornography, and everything else are so much lower and almost non-existent. But then you get into the real world where people have all this freedom and people have all this love and peace and we can do anything we want. And you look at the rates of divorce, you look at the suicide, you look at the pornography and everything else out there. And we've gotten to this culture, like I said, where you can go to a church today and it's absolutely disgusting to see people walking around as advertisements for the devil. In every way, men are hanging out their jewelry and their gold chains and their thick gold chains and everything else. Literally having money hanging out of their pockets. And women walking around dressing completely the way Yah doesn't want them to dress, distracting men from the word of our Creator. Men and women shouldn't even be sitting next to each other at a church, let alone just having to look like at the disco and be staring at every other person out there today. But then you have the movement of the world today and all these women, why am I treated like an object? This is what the enemy wants and how you'd be treated. Oh, I don't bring this upon yourself. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So you need to start thinking about the truth of this. You need to start thinking about this. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about such things. I'm not asking you to understand that the enemy is using you as an advertisement. I'm asking you to realize that that's just a fact. And just like Satan tempted Eve with that nice looking apple that looked good to the eye, the woman wearing pants, the advertisers know what they're doing. They want the eyes to go to one place. The woman revealing her body, the woman wearing makeup, the fake up, the face paint, and all these fancy hairstyles, the enemy knows what he's doing. And for any woman out there to see this and think, well, that's not me, that's not my desire, and that's not what he's doing. If you're wearing high heels and pants and makeup and nail polish and, you know, people say, well, I do it in moderation. All right, well, you're using yourself as an advertisement for the enemy in moderation. Well, it's still using it. You know, yes, there are extremes and you can get worse and worse and worse, but even a little poison is still poison. So, men and women, I pray that you wake up and you start to understand this. It says in Psalms 119:9, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to the word of our Creator. And the word of our Creator says, you shall not covet. You shall not covet. In fact, it says in Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality and all other sins a person commits are outside the body. Whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. We need to flee from that, as it says. So we need to abstain from every form of evil. Do not let temptation overtake you. The advertisements of the enemy are out there. The streets are flooded with sin. Flooded with sin. We need to be careful where we're going and what we're doing. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Resist and he will flee from you. So I pray that people are getting this and they understand it, and we could learn to set our mind on the things above and not on the things here on earth. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Remember the glow of a righteous heart. Psalms 19:8 says the precepts of Yah are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandments of Yah are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is. Good, pleasing, and his perfect will. And that is, we will not covet. We will not covet. So I pray that somebody's going to get this and see this in a different light and stop trying to defend women being an advertisement for the enemy. And go out there and try it to cover your bodies. To cover your bodies. Cover your bodies to stop wearing the fake up. To cover your hair. Cover your bodies completely. But of course, I know the reaction you'll get. What am I to do? Wear a garbage bag outside and just look terrible in this world and stuff? And I know some women feel the enemy stirring up in them a compassion of competition. Well, if I'm going to dress where I'm not attractive to the world, what about the women that are? Then my husband's going to go out there and start looking at those women. Well, husbands, glaze away. Glaze away and don't look at those women. Don't look at those women. Appreciate and thank the women that are dressed in an appropriate way. And stop praising the women that aren't. Don't even grant them acknowledgement. If any woman is dressed like that, it might not be their fault. That's just the way that they're raised in society to believe that. But by you giving into that, you're just filling up that, you know, that pride in them. Look away. look at them with disgust. If they were walking down the street and they had coronavirus, you'd probably run away. You wouldn't be looking and staring at them. You'd run away. Well, treat an immoral, redressed woman as they have the coronavirus or COVID or something and run away. Run away. The sin is contagious. You know, so this is a call for those of you that are seeing this to do better, to raise that standard and to do better. And it's absolutely possible to do when we stop letting the enemy control us. It's absolutely possible to do. And set an example for your children and the way you go out of your house and who you give attention to and who you don't give attention to. Set that example so it makes it easier for them to realize that we don't have to fall into these temptations of the enemy. Hallelujah. I pray for your heart. I pray for your, as brothers and sisters, that we've learned to help one another and not defend the enemy's ways. This isn't about oppression. This is about the love of Yah. And he told us, do not covet one another and do not cause us to sin and to be helping one another. All right, everybody.
Everybody, that was part two to the message of how women should dress and why, and about not to covet things that are not ours or do not belong to that. Again, if you missed part one or you want to rehear part two and part one, you can see the full teaching video format on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And I want to remind you all, we do prayer every morning at 6 a.m., live at 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And every Friday night, we have live fellowship, Friday nights at 10 p.m. You can join us there on our YouTube channel. I pray that even though you might not have heard the things that are discussed in this teaching often, that you just have an open heart and to look at this and just think about it and think about your appearance and who you're representing and to be the best representative possible. An example of your walk with our wonderful Creator. Hallelujah. I thank you for listening today, and please join us for prayer anytime, and you're welcome to contact me if you have questions or if you have comments or anything like that. You're welcome to contact me through the website TorahLifeMinistries.org, and I just thank you all for your prayers for this ministry and your support. It helps tremendously to stay on the radio. And so thank you very much. The announcer is going to come on here now and give how to contact me and support this ministry. So until then, everybody, have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.